The Old Testament, as God established it, he told Moses to build the tabernacle exactly according to the pattern that he showed him on the mountain. If he wanted to come to God, he would approach the tabernacle surrounded by a white linen fence, 7.5 feet high. From the tops of the posts stretching outward would be brass chains attached to brass pegs in the wall. Inside was the only place you could meet God or stand accepted in His presence, yourself or through a representative. The very whiteness of the fence spoke the truth of separation. Inside, God's holiness. Outside, judgment. And stretching outward from the fence, brass chains, brass pegs in the ground. Brass always symbolized judgment. Stay out there, judgment's your lot. Didn't matter how old you were, didn't matter how good or bad you were, didn't matter how big your house, or how small, how important, or even how much knowledge you had about it. God graphically portrayed the starting point of every man, separated from God, facing judgment. Lift your eyes from the brass pegs, the symbol of judgment, the tops of the posts that peaked above the white linen fence were capped with silver. And stretching from post top ran a silver chain. In contrast to brass, which always symbolized judgment, you'd find brass on the horns of the altar where the sin offering was laid. Silver symbolized redemption. Follow the silver chain, which wasn't needed to hold the posts up or anything. They created a circle. Follow that silver chain any direction. Around the fence. It led to one door through which you could walk. In the door, the colors spoke of Christ. Purple and scarlet and white and blue. The symbol of the king and the purple. Matthew's gospel tells that story. The symbol of the perfect man and the white. Luke's gospel tells that one. The symbol of the suffering servant, the picture of Isaiah 53. Mark's gospel tells that one. Blue, the symbol of eternal nature. John's gospel that started at the beginning tells that one. God was drawing pictures of eternal truth. That one door led to with a silver chain of redemption, the only way in. You could go in if you brought the sacrifice, a substitute for your sins. Immediately inside, you stand it in front of the altar, lay your hands on the head of it, and by that act, God decreed you can impart all your sins, little or much, onto the head of the animal, and it would then be treated as you deserve to be treated. Receive the judgment. Do all those outside of God's presence. You step back, the animal is then slain, the blood containing the life, and that's the only meaning of it and the value of it. In the case of the sin offering, poured on the ground. And the carcass of the animal taken outside the camp, thrown out of God's presence. The believer then walks away. Not any different in fact of performance, but different in imputed standing by God, who took the animal as though it was him and had the animal pay the penalty for his sins that he might walk away whole. That was but a picture of the New Testament truth and what happened the night Jesus was betrayed, when he, our sin bearer, and our high priest offered himself for our sins. Same message. He's the door. And by the sacrifice, we stand justified, which means viewed by God as though we're just like Him. Because God viewed and treated Him as though He were just like us. He died for our sins. We walk away. In the Old Testament, the ritual required laying hands on the head of the animal and confessing the sins. And then by that act of identification with the animal, God treated the animal as though it were the sinner, and the sinner walked away, taken by God as though he were perfectly whole. In the New Testament, with the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We start in the same position, no matter how much we know, and no matter how great or non-great we may be in the eyes of men. Facing judgment, separated from God's presence, one door Christ who offered Himself, simple formula, with the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession is made, and we appropriate all the benefits of the sacrifice to ourselves and walk out whole. Soterion, salvation is the word, includes health as well as justification from sin. With His stripes you were healed. He bore our sicknesses. That's why the bread's here. You're made worthy by His shed blood. As we've been saying night after night. And one of these nights I expect a miracle to happen, because you see and discern what's available in Christ. All you've got to do is with the heart believe, with the mouth say it. Not as a ritual, but as a realization. And personalize it with me as we lift the bread. With His stripes, I was healed. As you take it in Jesus' name. All you got to do is say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. You're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. And you stand redeemed and can walk away whole. The penalty for sin laid on Christ, whose blood was shed, which we remember as we raise this cup. And say, you thank you, Lord, for your grace. In Jesus' name.